The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the punk rock palace that is Dogwater Recording Studios, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me this week are my good friends, Mr. Chewbacca in the corner, and Nick. I'm not forgetting about Dr. Nick or Dogwater Dick. How are you fellows today? In the studio this week, we've got voted best band. Let's see if they're right.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Does my vote count?
Yes, what is your vote, Rick? Your vote counts more than most little people's.
Right,
I voted for him.
I voted for Kiss.
The 12 of you listening to this show, I think of you as little people. Mostly because you're probably underage, because what grown adult would listen
to this? Yeah, when he says all 12 of you, he means one 12-year-old.
And now this uncomfortable silence brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check your Pinky link at pinkypolansky.com.
Felix likes to drink.
There we go. Hi, everybody. How was your week?
Fine.
Pretty good.
Just good. Started.
Yeah. Long weekend.
Well, weekend.
Yeah.
How was yours?
Pretty fantastic. Thanks for asking, Chewy.
You're welcome.
I had a great father-daughter weekend with the notorious R.A.D., Princess Bombs.
Yeah. We saw her singing the national anthem at the Wolfpack game the other night.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. The Colts choir from Little Flower School.
Came out with about 20 kids, and I was like, I wonder which one Riku is. Riku. She's probably the one that was wearing a bright blue dress when everybody else was wearing Catholic school uniforms.
My name is Riku.
So, Riku's going to sing the national anthem, I figure. You know, you dress your kid up, make him look nice, make her hair pretty as much as I can, because I suck at girl hair.
My daddy is the best.
We park a mile away because I don't want to pay for parking. Uh-huh. I didn't know that the garage was free.
A mile away from where you parked.
Yeah. We parked about a mile away.
Yeah.
And we walked, and as we start, throwing me off, Chewy.
Sorry,
God
buddy.
Damn it!
Just trying to help you out with your story.
No, don't help. Let me drive.
we're
walking up, we get to the crosswalk outside of Lawler, and I see her music teacher standing there with a couple other students, and they happen to be wearing school uniforms. And I see some other kids running up wearing red and white and little plaid. I'm like, "Honey, is there something you forgot to tell me?" What about Daddy? Were you supposed to wear your uniform?
Yeah.
I forgot. So we get there, and out of the whole choir, out of red and white, my daughter is the one wearing blue. So you couldn't miss her. Everybody noticed the little girl who didn't match.
Rad.
And they all sounded awesome. And she was wearing her leather jacket, it says Princess Bomb, so she looked like a badass. That was after the show.
It's pretty cool.
And then later when we went and saw the Crush show at Studio on 4th, I was accompanied by the Dogwater Dick. And as we were walking in, it occurred to me that me and my hetero-homo life mate, who've gotten into a lot of trouble on 4th Street in our lives, are escorting my 7-year-old daughter to a bar on 4th Street on a Saturday night. At like 9 o'clock.
But she wasn't the only kid there. It was a kid-friendly show.
There were a lot of kids. It was a great all-ages show.
I just kept thinking everybody's going to think we're both gay. Riku has two daddies.
Like, what's new about that, dude? except we've never had Riku around, but everybody always assumed we were gay together anyway.
Oh, they finally adopted a kid.
Right. I heard about that in California. I didn't know that was in Nevada, too.
Even I thought that was gay.
We had a blast. She rocked out the whole time. There's video on Facebook of Riku really throwing down some dance moves on stage. She was the go-go dancer for the whole show at the
little
corner.
Square in the front, just rocked out the whole show, and everybody backed off and let her dance. And
it was a good show, a lot of fun. Thank you to Crush. They have a great new CD, Crush in 3D. More about that later.
pretty rad.
Did it come with glasses?
Yes, it did. And the show had a screen in the back that was running a 3D video through the whole show.
Yeah, it was really cool. And
so.
Oh, and there was this guy with these like gloves with finger like colored lights on the fingertips and the like kaleidoscope glasses, and he's all like they're like video game things in the darkness, and yeah, it was cool.
It was lights,
and yeah, and there's you know they put the glasses on Riku, and she's like, oh, it's really pretty. Rick and I are just thinking, where the fuck was that when I was doing acid?
Yeah, yeah. we just had incense sticks, and then like you turn on the light and realize the room was full of smoke.
Or sparklers, and then you realize the room's on fire.
Yeah. So, sucks. Yeah.
Couldn't even get a glow stick without going to Sacramento to get it.
Right. Or Berkeley.
You had to go to Berkeley to get glow sticks.
Crack those motherfuckers open and squirt the shit all over, and then the next day...
Everything's stained.
It's it's horrible.
Bad.
But it was fun while you did it.
Isn't that true about everything?
Yeah.
I'm already tired. Can we go home?
Yeah.
All right, good show, guys.
And then, then I just did shit with Riku on Sunday, and she helped me move furniture.
Wow. She's strong.
Not really. She just kind of stood around. And, Henny, pick up that shelf while I carry both of these bookshelves. Yeah.
It's pretty strong.
She was fine.
Yeah.
It was really boring Sunday.
Would you like some Vagisil?
Very anticlimactic.
Did anyone else have a good weekend?
No getting out
of that. I was sick.
You want to talk about their weekend?
It's pretty good, I guess.
Damn, I did everything. I went to Virginia City, and I went to that show, and then I went to fucking Biggest Little City Club and saw the Memory Motel Kids, and then I fucking had a great fucking weekend. And then I got stuck in the studio with Tony.
Sorry.
For God's sakes.
I slept half the time.
Jesus Christ. be sure and schedule a show at a casino that's going to give you a free room that night the day before you're supposed to record an album.
And an open bar.
Yeah.
It was bad. Don't blame me. I just work here, dude.
Be in a band with Alex.
Hey,
Jesus Christ.
You were on shift, man. They offer you have to take.
Absolutely. It's not like you're getting paid for it. So.
I've never seen
fuck up your reputation.
I've never seen five people more wiped out than when they walked in the door 3 hours late. It was like
I didn't even think that we'd make it, but we did.
I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, like
so
it was bare bones. We had nothing to offer, but...
I'm going to back up and render this. Okay, we're going to take a nap.
Yeah.
It sucked. But it was fun to hang out with everybody still.
Absolutely. Thanks for putting up with that.
It was awesome. Yeah. No,
yeah. When I briefly saw him here, Andy looked as white as me.
Yeah. Right.
He really did look very pale.
The most Mexican guy in the room.
Right.
He was whiter than us. That guy needs to hop back over the border.
It's all ashy when he gets that way.
For the audience listening, you're also in the Riptide Bandits. That's who you're talking about recording with?
I'm the Grouch from Riptide Bandits.
And at one point during the recording session, he realizes he's all, oh, fuck, we're on the podcast tomorrow. At the same time, I'm thinking, oh, you're in that band? Shit.
You
might as well just stay the night. You know?
Yeah, Rick had to see me crawl out of here to come back today.
How many?
You could have just
glad
you
could make it then.
How many bands you got?
I don't know. I steal bands. I don't know.
Just it start depends. Showing up to rehearsal.
Depends on how many twisty ties I have. I can or duct tape. Just drag them in. I don't know. That's how I get bands.
Yeah. Seems like you're in a lot of bands.
No, just two at the moment. Just two. I'm not that strong. If you've ever seen me, I'm a really skinny dude. I can't.
We're really weak.
Type that many people. especially after yesterday.
Well, Chris has got about enough beard for all of you who don't have beards.
No, yeah.
And bands.
Yeah.
How many bands are you in, Chris?
Four, and I play by myself, too.
He plays with himself, too.
When you think about it?
Sexually.
Do you think about us when you play by yourself?
Yeah.
With himself.
Sometimes.
Us as the general audience, not like us.
Well, I'm sure, you know. I voted best band as one. Then there's Vampirates and Sucker Punch and 12-Gauge Facelift and then me.
I play with him when he's sleeping.
It's a full plate.
Wow. Oh, and I was in a band called This Band Fucking Rules, but that was only for a week.
Got kicked out of this fucking band.
No, we made an album and it's over.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that the band roulette thing?
No. We just made an album in a week, did a show, and then it's done.
Oh, excellent.
That's how all bands should do it.
I like that. So,
shooting star.
Follow that model.
What about you out there, Dave? Burn You're out. Also a band whore, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm in three bands. Also in Vampirates, Sucker Punch, and Voto Best Band here tonight.
So you guys are like dating,
Oh, so
right?
you just copy Chris.
Right. No, I'm not in 12 gauge.
Well, you're not that good.
I feel funny playing acoustic guitar.
Chris copies Dave.
And the other fellas.
What about you, brother?
Just this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Get on in there. There you go.
Hey, here I am.
Yeah. Hey. Welcome to the show.
Velvety.
Welcome to the room.
Listen to that voice. That's good. No, just this one. I did.
Do you like it in your face?
That's where it belongs.
If that's where it's going. Right. I like it any way I can get it. No, it's just this one. We did. Dave and I did Painting Gala for a while, and then years ago, Dave, and I did Squalid.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Long time ago.
Oh,
so.
I forgot about Squalid.
Yeah,
good. It's a whole lot of deep Reno band history.
Yeah, oh, they're all incestuous.
Yeah,
musically and physically.
We're
well, do we want to just jump right into some
music? I hope so, because so far this is a really low energy show.
Yeah, right. I feel like we're all going to pump us up.
I hope so.
It's Tony. He's bringing us all down.
I'm also too. Intern, might I get some coffee, please?
Coffee for Mr. Ramirez.
Cream and sugar.
Who brought
cream
the math?
Muy pronto.
Can the intern take a piss for me, too?
Sometimes my hunkness is
carry my piss.
Which one
could you get a couple piss jugs in here?
Tony's right. It's too much hunk
Gate
in here.
Bottles.
Too much hunk in here.
Too much hunk. It weighs the air down. It takes a minute to get back. There's just a lot of hunk.
Kill some time, Rory.
Oh, killing some time. coming soon. Thanks. Coming soon at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, we're going to be putting on a production tribute to The Hazards of Love by the Decemberists. It'll be on February 6, 7, and 8. That is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinee. Also with a final show on Valentine's Day, Friday, December or February 14th. Did I say December? I meant the February.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but The Hazards of Love coming to Jub Jub's near you. Wonderful cast of musicians and dancers. I myself am playing the evil villain, and Riku is playing the ghost of one of my dead children.
Jub Jub says FYD.
That's right. Chris Nelson is your music director. Jill Marlene is going to be your producer and show director.
Where's Jill?
Namastizzle.
Yeah.
There's Jill.
So it's a great production. We did it a few years ago and had a great time. A lot of the people who were in it last time are coming back again, including myself and a lot of the singers. But we also have new people involved with it, such as the wonderful Margie Ford, friend of the show and former member of Candy Shop. So it should be a great time, and we're excited about the new space at Jub Jub's. We're gonna have there's gonna be an audience between two stages, so it'll be
Sounds
a very
awesome.
Unique performance.
So
come down and get that. Tickets are $12 in advance. Prism Magic and Melting Pot, or $15 at the door.
I saw it last year. It was pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we good?
Yeah.
I don't know. Was that enough time?
No, that's plenty. Yeah. All right. Is Dave ready?
Yeah. So. This is the song that NoFX covered of ours.
One of many.
I'm pissed. We'll be right back.
separate the church and state. Why don't we put beds on the kids? Helmets and gear and mouthpieces. Then we compare the force and war.
With cameras and set bathroom stalls.
Makes our only nice and play.
So madness.
Pretend to be all they can be. And then we'll sing my country to me. Sweet land of liberty. When diplomat becomes so safe. Why no it wasn't Tweeter Fletcher. Open up the barricades like a stake in a heart. Somehow we got driven apart. I want conflict, I want dissent. I want a scene to represent our hatred of authority.
A fight against complacency.
I'm singing songs about girls in love.
You killed the elephant, the dog.
Confrontation and politics.
We're standing up in ESG.
Jump on fucking clubs all day. Fucking bitch, I'll sound a sink.
We want a knife.
We want a punch. We want a drug. The fucking records,
Lady G.
Perfect.
When did punk rock become so safe?
Perfect.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Hell
yeah.
Do the battles one.
I was on cue every time. That should go be on the record.
Yeah, God.
It's the economy, dude.
Yeah.
It's the economy.
This goddamn economy. It is.
Go ahead. Thanks, Michelle Obama.
Do it, Dave.
Fucking bitch.
Come on, Raps, where you at?
You know when it's true. If no one gives a crap, you're right on track. Where's our back? And when you leave, things are good and guarantees are off your head. Raise a flag for unto the world, and it's a shitty place, and no one ever asked to be born. Raise a flag. You know every time you think you got it right, you're totally wrong. Raise a flag. And when you really try, and the emperor's missile planet has a catch. Raise a flag. When you got a sure thing, you're sure to fuck it up. That's what we're doing better anyway.
That's perfect.
What can you do? Absolutely nothing. Don't even try to amount to something. It will never work. Hitler is a jerk. And soon we'll be dead anyway. Suck!
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Grouch lost his headphones.
I lost my headphones. I couldn't hear anything.
That means you can't start the next song yet.
Grouch needs some phones. Forehead.
Like lost them, like they're not in the room anymore.
No, he's
no,
good.
They fell on my head.
He probably fucking. Check
they were abducted by aliens during.
Check
the set.
His pocket.
He split up some posters.
Headphones are cool.
Oh, dude,
I like phones and I like head.
Dude, you get a whole
put them together. You got a fucking band, I guess. I don't know.
So now we're gonna play pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I think we got it together.
We got the two hard songs out of the way.
Yeah. They were from now on, it's fine.
They were really supposed to blow everyone like away, and I'm sure they
saying
did.
We're going to play good.
The song starts in a D. The first note's a D.
Well, first of all, we're going to play well.
You know, if you guys just wouldn't draw
so attention start on the
to
D.
It.
Yeah, better.
Huh? Yeah, I know.
I mean, these are originals. Nobody's ever heard these before.
That's true.
Yeah. I always tell people to start on the D.
There's been a lot of big name bands covered.
Everybody gets down on the D.
That's why we don't put lyric sheets on Facebook, so nobody knows when we fuck up.
Yeah, all the big bands still seem to rip off our songs anyways, though.
Yeah.
Sorry. I can see the list. I figured everybody could.
How many originals do you guys have?
This is our last original in this chunk.
These are all original.
This is the last original in this chunk.
Oh, you know what? We should do a podcast theme.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That's the best song yet.
This one's for everyone. Every day at the buffet. And nothing in between. We live in hypocrisy. But control of the airway. See that savagery. What world I will deny you. I will deny. Analyze and terrorize and mesmerize. And fuck world I will deny you. I will deny. Will deny. It's one for everyone. It's time to have some fun with me. And from Calvary. But just a chance to say, now that would have to be my dream. Be that Nazarene. It's quite a shame. Fuck world, I will deny you. I will deny. Animize and terrorize and mesmerize. And fuck world, I will deny you. I will deny. Will deny. Nobody loves me, nobody cares. And when I die there will be nobody there. Nobody loves me, nobody cares. And when I die, and when I die, I wanna die, wanna die. Fuck world, I will deny you. I will deny. Analyze and terrorize and mesmerize it. Fuck world, I will deny you. I will deny. Will deny. I will deny.
See, that was pretty good. I mean,
yeah.
Very good.
Right, that was better.
A little better.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rory Dowd.
Oh, you're just going to jump right into this. Yeah.
Bitching.
Oh, wait. There we go. Nice little golf clap for you guys. Yeah, I think you boys really have something here with your songwriting.
We're getting there.
We write well, but we can't play the songs. Like, so that's why we give them to other bands.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. No, and actually, I almost said it, but I didn't.
Don't.
Yeah, no.
Don't.
Nick said it. You know, you do have something there. Like, you know, there's a lot of bands who, you know, guys who are musicians I knew and, like, original bands. And, you know, one day they're able to, like, quit their day jobs and they're now in, like, just a 80s top 40 pop cover band playing at casinos all over the state. And, you know, I mean, they do a lot of traveling, but...
We're going to get there one day.
That's our future. Yeah,
really?
Our future.
There is a market for the aging punk rock casino market.
Yeah.
You know, when people my age, slightly older, we start turning, like, 60, retirement age, this is what we're going to want to see.
You guys being 20 years, so you guys are marketable.
Right. Just hold on to this.
Oh, we had to rent these
and you'll eventually
songs.
Be able to quit your job.
We're borderline retro already.
Go get it.
But we're like
build up a gambling addiction.
Like modern day Tony Buffett.
So at least we have a venue.
Once this podcast takes off and we're making millions, I'll spend a lot of money at the
casinos
for like, you. Like I said, 20 years.
Yeah.
Just with a bell,
penny slots,
ringing a bell outside the casino.
Real
oh,
city.
Vote
if
band.
You get one of those old mechanical penny slots at your house and just play for me, I'll give you my pennies all day long.
The only jackpot I ever hit was when me and Alex were too poor to get Awful Awfuls.
And then we were just throwing handfuls of change.
Jackpot!
Yeah, we were just throwing handfuls of change at the slot machine so it would bounce back at us. And then, and then we
felt
would yell,
like we won.
We would yell jackpot and high five each other and then pick up our winnings. And
get escorted by security. Yeah.
Well, and how this band first started was we actually used to write jingles for a Mexican you know, baby formula called La Llorona. And and it was golden,
not.
But we
that's like the condiments of by El Cucuy.
Yeah,
also
you know,
I don't get it.
What's that mean, Nick?
You don't.
Yeah, hey Nick, what's that mean?
El Cucuy.
Yeah.
The boogeyman.
El Cucuy is the boogeyman. La Llorona is the female boogeyman.
Yeah.
Means the cuckooey.
El Cucuy is the boogeyman? I never knew that.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Look up
El
La Llorona.
Is the boogeyman.
The El Cucuy?
You'll get it once you look up La Llorona.
He hangs out with La Chupacabra.
Maybe we'll cover
La
that song.
Is the is it, oh, so is this like a Krampus Black Peter kind of thing going
yes.
on?
Yeah. Total Black Peter.
Yeah, but
La
it's
Llorona,
Mexican.
But you would never name baby food that.
It's like a Mexican Peter.
No, that's
the joke. I get jokes.
Black Pedro.
No, no. Since I didn't know Spanish, thank you very much.
Pedro Negro, if you will.
Pedro Negro.
Aha. I like that.
I bet.
That'll get you beat up and some. This next segment of the show is brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. You can find them at 1070 South Wells, next to the Dandelion Deli. You can also find them online at renocomputerfix.net. They will fix anything you need. They will hook you up with refurbished computers. They'll recover your data, and they'll all do it at flat rates, not by the hour. And they're really nice guys, and it's a dog-friendly place, and kid-friendly, and art-friendly. So show up, give them your money, and tell them Worst Little Podcast sent you.
Bring
your
dog. Reno Computer Fix.
Max volume.
Just saying.
Thank you, Max.
Like
put Nick in
not.
His place. Yeah. So how long have you guys been playing together as
Jesus
voted
Christ.
Best? Did you guys – okay, no. Correct me if – did you guys start as a Burning Man camp, voted best camp?
Yeah.
Or did the band – spawn the camp.
It started as a camp.
It was with the camp, and then
see, I know things.
Yeah. And then
we went and purchased a PA, and then Vampires played on it, and then we had other musicians like
yeah.
me. We're just like, fuck. Well,
drunken at the end of the night playing cover songs together.
Well, I didn't bring my amp the 1 year, and then the next year it was like, fuck, we should just bring our shit out there and do some covers.
Live music at Burning Man.
That's the thing. There's a real lack of live music at Burning Man.
That's what I hate about it.
And it's kind of a thing. Is
you just hate it.
No, I love Burning Man, but there's a part that when I tell people that I go to Burning Man, I'm ashamed of myself. Because there's so much about Burning Man that is just awful and that I hate. And that's kind of what our camp is all about, is just going out there and calling them out for just being just useless assholes.
I think.
And,
Rick roll their ass.
And playing some real music. And, yeah. And just one day, Dave came to work, and because Chris and Dave have been playing music forever, and Dave was just like, hey, we were talking, we want to do some just, you know, stupid cover songs out at Burning Man. Do you want to sing them? And I said, yeah, that sounds awesome. And then that was like 7 years ago or something.
Yeah, the idea was like just to have, like, you know, Dave and I have been playing music since we were 12 together. And we, you know, never really had a...
Is that what you call it?
We never really had, like...
Beautiful music.
Sexually.
Our friends were always around, but they were never really involved in the music as much. So we're like, fuck it. Everybody can sing a song. Everybody does karaoke, like... Let's have our friends sing for this band, like, because I don't want to fucking sing.
Yeah, after we saw John
punk rock karaoke at the Zephyr.
Right, yeah.
We did that for a while.
And basically now it's like if somebody at the show wants to fucking sing a song that we can bullshit, we'll play it for them and they can come up and fucking sing it.
Oh, like, I remember when Penny was at your one.
Yeah, yeah.
She was just going ape, dude. She loved it.
If anybody wants to sing, they can fucking sing. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, we just saw Justin after he did some Sinead O'Connor at karaoke.
Yep.
He won the
lead vocalist in our karaoke.
We figured.
Hey. I love Sinead.
Yeah, I got a standing O at karaoke. I was really proud.
Standing O.
Nothing Nothing Compares.
Oh, Nothing Compares.
Yeah, yeah.
I even.
It's a Prince song.
That's a Prince song.
And he wrote it, but he wrote it for her though, and her version's better.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But I even dipped like the finger in the beer and put like the tear there. Because, you know, it's you had to be a showman.
Well
know?
Done. Sir.
Hey, Riku.
That's what I was really going.
Honey, don't judge.
I'm glad they get me. That's where I was.
Don't say that nasty.
Dirty cocksucker.
Whoa.
Damn, right.
Riku! Oh my goodness! Where did you hear that? That is horrible.
She learned it from listening to you, Nick.
No.
Riku, every time you come over and you feel ashamed afterwards.
It's the best way I could seriously say it.
How dare you? It's awful.
Hopefully next time we can have all of our real members here to play music. We just have our doubles here just in case. So anything that's said, you can't hold it to us.
Second stringers.
I mean, to them.
Yeah. Wait, you guys are clones?
These are the stunt musicians.
Yeah. They're just covering our interview.
Yep.
The real Justin is way too important to be here right now.
Shut up, Justin number two.
Yeah, well, the stunt cocks are having more fun than the stunt musicians.
It's
so,
true,
just
yeah.
Saying.
Yeah. It's all paperwork.
What the world doesn't realize is we actually have Pussy Riot in the room, and they're disguised because they have to.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. It's like the fuckers. The fuckers.
Huh? I just hope fly fishing for a joke.
I just hope we can get
just
out of
casting
here.
Out, hoping to catch something.
Do you guys like the fuckers or what was that other band that wears masks?
Kiss?
The Dwarves.
The Dwarves. Yeah, we just did a Dwarf song.
That was Residents?
Yeah, I was going to say, who are the eyeball guys?
I love those guys.
Oh,
when are you guys playing in front of people again?
Anytime? 2 minutes?
Next Friday.
Two minutes or so.
Friday the what now?
Smart ass.
The 24th.
The 24th, yeah.
You just
yeah,
I remembered.
We're at
The alley.
The alley with
beer can.
Heard the alley
beer
closed.
Can. I love beer can.
No.
Beer can's good.
Everybody heard the alley.
No.
But they didn't. I think they were going to close for like a week or two and then just kind of.
For remodeling.
I think Chapin let that rumor sneak out so more people would show up in case it was closed.
Oh, man. I'm really going to miss the alley.
I think some inspector was stopping by.
They had a hole in the ceiling, didn't they?
No, there was some inspection happening. There, yeah,
they're like, we're closed.
Shooting in there. So they had
yeah, there was an incident.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah
that's
yeah.
Right. There was an incident.
They had a ghost problem.
Yeah,
ghosts.
Grouch is always scared of ghosts.
Thank God, Scoob and the gang were around to figure it out.
Bill Murray and
what would you do without
it? It was a great mask.
Yeah. They happened.
Never would have noticed.
Well, also of note, Moron Brothers are playing that
no,
show.
No, yeah,
with us.
And we've been trying to play a show.
Rivals. They're our rivals.
Why would you even mention that?
They are rivals.
Why would you even mention that?
We've been trying to play a show with the Moron Brothers for
you know,
a long
so that we
time.
Can battle them.
Yeah. I just have to throw out
fight their music.
I asked those guys one night if they could play The Decline, and they did.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. We do that
we
all
don't?
The time. Yeah.
The whole thing?
But did they have trombone? Yeah. Did they have trombone?
A real trombone?
Yeah, yes. We have oh, date feel.
Yeah, right.
Well, bring your trombone on Friday.
Right.
Dude, decline off, dude.
You're just
doing
it.
I feel like we're.
I challenge them
I feel
right
like
now.
We're calling them out right
to
now.
To a decline off.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow. Yeah, Ellie's going to be so stoked when we do a 20 minute song.
Oh,
back,
yeah.
Back.
That was great
back
when you did
back.
It, but we're doing it again.
Gonna
we
now.
Are going
to
wreck it.
You listen to us do it.
40 minutes of your life, you'll never get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a great song. And how many times have you gotten to the end of it and just started back over at the beginning?
No, it's honestly.
On the CD.
Okay, yeah.
I think it may. Maybe my favorite song of all time.
Show we've been playing that song since like 2007.
Now, see, I haven't seen you guys play.
Since the band got together.
Well,
where have you been?
Ever since Grouch joined the band.
Oh, usually hitting on chicks at the back of the bar and ignoring you entirely.
Grouch hasn't learned.
We set the mood music.
Grouch doesn't know it.
No, bullshit.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
No, me and Pat both played it back-to-back. When we did that one show.
No, the last time we played,
we
had two
players.
We had two bass
players,
three singers. We had like,
when you were Jubs?
Oh, no, this was another alley. It was a while.
An alley show.
It was
okay.
Right before the Vamps went on tour last year. We had,
okay.
Yeah, we had two bass players, and we got really hard, man. We got way hard.
That was a solid sound.
I think it was at that show. I think we did the sound for that one.
That was a solid sound, dude.
Sexually. Hey, you guys, why don't you play some more music? I'm starting to get bored of talking.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
that's a nice segue.
Nick grabbing the wheel out of my hands. Yeah. All
right.
I'm going to go wash my butthole.
I'll be right back.
Nobody likes to chat with us, huh?
I was enjoying it.
Every time.
It's a long show, and we should get onto the musical list. Cause
do what you want.
You're so exciting.
The Bad Religion song that we wrote for them in, like, 1983.
I'm also going to go out here.
I wrote it in the womb. Are we, Dave, are you alive?
Oh, yeah. Which one is this?
You want, but don't you interrupt me. Why don't this anticipation free everything? I sit on my ass for goddamn kid. I'm living from begin to point. We've got a thing to say. What you want, do all you can. Break all the fucking rules and go to hell with Superman and die. And get your man in your head. Hey, I don't know if the billions will survive. Tear down a building just to pass through the door. So do what you must, do all you can. Break all the fucking rules and go to hell with Superman and die like a champion. Yeah, hey.
Woo! Yeah!
Woo! Do more, do more!
No.
We're switching.
So we're gonna switch.
So if I say intern beer, does that really
happen?
I
already went soft.
Intern beer.
Intern beer.
Intern beer.
Go.
The song reminds me of my ex, and I can't think of why.
Was her name Melody?
I think it was a commercial.
Jeff. Her name was Dave.
So we just have to say intern beer?
Intern beer. That's two beers to the intern, but he might be in transit.
Make it three or four.
Yeah. Shit!
He's fairly well trained.
It sounded so good, I didn't believe it.
Yeah, this is the test to see if he thought to get one or many. And I will even mention his name once now while he's not listening. Our intern is Nate.
The Amazing.
Nate the Amazing. Really?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
What? Who died?
Compared to Spencer.
Who died?
Oh. The dad from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
This big a little flake, coming up night that I seek. I'm a hungry cannibal, a rabbit hand while I reach up for your skin. And a bunch of time you paint. Stomach pains are coming in, it's like great to be straight. The blood is everywhere, lots of blood and tears in here. I'm bleeding from tea and tight, yeah, I'm getting out tight. The blood is everywhere. Has a blood and trust in here, I'm bleeding from to his sight. The arm is getting out tight. Recurring chronic drink, a place that you must drink. My skin exfoliate, my patience terminate. I'm cold and holy, I'm just a judge, I'm just a well, I've just had nothing compared to all the men I take. The blood is everywhere. Has a blood and trust in here, I'm bleeding from to his sight. I'm getting out tight. The blood is everywhere. Has a blood and trust in here, I'm bleeding from to his sight. I'm getting out tight. Where is the blood box that's eating you? No! There's nothing! There's nothing you can do! The blood is a war! Cause the blood and chest and hair are bleeding from to your sight. I'm getting a tight. The blood is a war! Cause the blood and chest and hair are bleeding from to your sight. I'm getting a tight. Dead bodies! Dead bodies!
Smoke.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Can you hit the C?
Oh, C. Nice. Dude, I'm scared. You were on C the whole time.
Make it B then.
Oh, nice. Well. Be clean.
I really like that one. There's just something about it. It's catchy.
Got a ring to it.
It's going to be stuck in my head all day.
I'll take one. Yes. Bring a beer in here, buddy.
Hey, there he is.
Nate the intern, everybody.
You want to see you back?
Gratis,
ladies gratis. And gentlemen, Nate the intern.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Thanks for the beer.
Sure.
Delicious. Nate the intern, everybody.
And if any beer distributor would like to sponsor us, please contact me.
Nate's real good at distributing beer.
We'd be happy to mention your beer's name, but the brand name on air every week if you'd like to supply us with beer, just like we do.
Punkstrap.
With Pinky Polansky.
Punkstrap.
And yeah. Evan and Evan
from
Dando.
Aversion Therapy.
That was my shit.
Evan
it's not
Dando.
Evan
Dando. from the Lemonheads. How dare you?
How dare I? I say good day, sir.
I say good day.
I said
it's
good
Evan
day.
Humphreys from Aversion Therapy. Good guy.
Allegedly.
And Pinky.
Hell of a guy. Felix likes to drink.
Yeah.
Felix is drunk.
Yeah. Dude, you guys, that was awesome. Your set's
I've never seen that
been
guy.
Very
never.
Good.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're talented. You. You'll go far. Wonderful practice, music. Practice, practice. That's how you get to Madison Square Garden.
Dirty cocksucker.
Honey.
Put all your money in steam.
So,
Cole's the way
should
to
we
go.
Have Chris and Dave sit out on the quiz, or should they?
Oh, they get to play along.
They're going
to
play
the okay. quiz.
Things right. change sometimes.
All right. It's time for a quiz. Woo. You're being tested and judged silently. Ding, ding. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz of the world, where I'm going to ask you, the members of Voted Best Band, a series of embarrassing questions and score you completely subjectively. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Woo! Oh,
yeah.
Woo!
Ah!
All right.
I'm going to win. Beginning with you, sir.
Yes! No whammies.
Where are my questions? We'll start with a softball of a question. What is your favorite drunken food?
All of us or rape?
Individually, I will ask you.
Okay.
Pizza.
Rape?
Pizza's good.
Did somebody say rape?
Yeah, that is not a food.
That was a grouch answer.
Oh, my God.
I'll get the whiskey.
That's not funny or delicious.
Yeah.
Rape jokes aren't funny. Oh, yeah? We'll tell that to the clown that made me play the slide whistle.
Okay, we had pizza over here. Let's go around the room. Chris Fox. Favorite drunk food?
Nachos, I guess. I don't know. I mean... tacos. I'm going tacos.
Okay.
Wow. Are you sure?
When you're really loaded, what do you want to eat mostly?
Chris, are you sure?
Over pizza?
Well, tacos, or did you say nachos?
No, I'm going tacos.
Are you
tacos.
Sure?
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Are you sure?
No, it's okay.
I'm goddamn
you next. Both are losing points for this.
Yeah.
A sandwich that it took me an hour to make.
Okay. All right. That's
because
good.
Because it is rewarding.
Those are awesome sandwiches.
Bologna sandwiches.
It's just PB&J, but it took him an hour to make. It's still fucking trash. Yeah.
I think it was jelly. I don't know.
I'd have to go
Slurping.
Pizza, probably. Yeah. Probably pizza.
Okay. And Davey.
Yeah, shitty frozen pizza. As soon as you pull it out of the oven, it like melts to the roof of your mouth.
Tony's.
Davis. Yeah, Tony's.
Davis is clinically addicted to pizza.
You're welcome.
By the, way, yeah.
The one man who pizza, didn't man. Say pizza. Yeah. Second man did not say pizza. All right. When surfing the internet and looking for inspiration, as it were, for pleasuring oneself, what's your favorite keyword to use?
Juggalo singles.
Vicious.
Vicious?
Vicious is a good
porn,
one, actually, yeah.
I'm going to go look that
or
up.
Or brutal.
Brutal. Okay, okay.
I don't know about that.
Ooh.
You get a lot of brutal face fuck with
kinky.
That.
Kinky, yeah, yeah.
Jackhammer.
Gagging. There you go.
Yeah. Man gagging.
That's a horrible search word.
It is not.
Man gagging. We gotta cut. He'll do this all night.
Sounds like you know what you're doing. Chris.
Practice.
Grassy meadows.
Ooh.
Grassy meadows.
It's the romantic in all of us.
Is that like the outdoor exhibition-y kind of thing?
Or is it like a muff?
That's a porn star named Grassy Meadows.
It's up to your own interpretation.
Rick, Urban Dictionary, though.
Depends on what you find.
Fuck imagination. Look it up on the internet. Right. I don't need an imagination. I have the World Wide Web.
It's going to be like jizzing in asses, like
in a grassy meadow.
Yeah. Hairy ass.
Tony.
I'm going to go with how to pickle a chinchilla.
Oh, Grassy Meadows just says a hairy pussy.
That's what I'm talking about.
And the example sentence is, damn, that bitch had some grassy meadows going down there.
Look at his face, too. I mean,
like, I was literally
when a body meets a body coming through the rye.
I was picturing like just some grass blowing in the wind in a nice meadow.
And like a picnic blanket and like a 14. No, never mind. you, sir.
Yeah, I'm gonna go vigorous. Just because
vigorous love me.
I don't like half-ass porn. You know.
Gotcha.
You know.
Vigorous.
He likes a full ass.
Yeah.
And
takes on go, basketball.
Yeah.
Team.
Go big or go home. You know.
Underage.
Well, I only watch underage.
Maybe I'll change my
porn.
Answers.
Wait, are the mics on?
Is this recording? Dave?
Do you like it in your face? Do you want to play Barbies?
That's your daughter, so I'm not going to answer.
Don't do that, Rick.
Dave?
Oh, yeah. I only read the articles.
Yeah. 0 points for lying.
It's true. I walk in and I'm reading all the time. It's really awkward.
How often do you masturbate?
Ooh.
Like not masturbating or...
How often do you what's your frequency? Like daily, weekly, yearly?
50 hertz.
Oh, whenever.
Well, you guys can't see me because I'm in the other room right now.
Yeah, he's
So go ahead, Dave. Answer the question.
He's busy.
Hold on. I'm almost done.
Is he breathing?
All right.
He's breathing you right now.
Oh, I get jokes. Okay. We're back in the room here. We'll go in reverse order.
Okay, yeah.
Frequency,
I think,
man.
I think I'm heavier than your average dude.
You're a pretty light guy.
In what sense?
Yeah, and I weigh 150 pounds.
You on my
but he makes so much sperm, his balls swell.
Get on in there, Justin.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. Probably once every 2 days, but then I make it a real situation when I do that.
A movie,
get
out
some candles.
It's a date. Yeah, it's
a
date.
I think
with
it becomes
like a
disgusting situation.
He's
got
to barricade the door,
nipple clamps,
romantic.
Tell himself no a couple times.
It always ends with me telling the internet, "You can do better than that."
He puts the soundproofing up like in this room here.
Oh, yeah, you come harder when you
masturbating?
Yeah, how often?
Well, actually, not at all, because I've been reading way too much about taxidermy, so I think if I, next time I touch my...
You have a girlfriend, don't you?
Yeah.
My girlfriends and taxidermy go hand in hand.
These are all
bitches
very,
love taxidermy.
These are all very safe answers.
It may come in handy.
And you know she's going to listen to this.
Probably, if she's like a normal person.
No, first of all, no, she's going to say she did. She's going to listen the first 5 minutes.
That was great.
Like everybody.
Most of our listeners.
Yeah. Most of the listening
really
like
the story about Rory's daughter
far.
At the basketball game. It was so cute.
They skip to the music.
Yeah.
Part.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Once.
How often do you whack it?
Once.
Ever?
A year?
Once.
No, you just touch it. Yeah.
It wasn't
for
you.
Me.
No, I figured it out, and that was that. I moved on.
Like a fresh front box. Ah,
that's what everybody's so
okay.
Yeah. Jazzed up about. Big deal. Go the way of Morrissey.
I've gotten into this tantric thing, so I've never really finished. It's just a constant. Don't look down.
That's why your guitar hangs like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Right. That's why he joined a band, so he had a reason to hang
just
something in front of him. Yeah.
This is a virile and sterile
fuck
band.
Sting.
What was the first album you ever bought?
Excellent question.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah,
no,
back to you.
I'm glad we got off their dicks.
I think Kind of Blue.
We got him off for sure.
Excuse me. Oh,
I think so.
Wow.
Oh my shit. God!
It's an old man's choice, but a good choice.
I'm an old soul.
Yeah, that's a good
one. An old Jack and Soul. Just never got there.
Nirvana Unplugged. I'm pretty sure is the first one I sought out at a record shop.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
Ah. Those motherfucking imposters.
This one's for all the crust punks that give us shit for playing pop punk. But I bought Offspring Smash and Green Day Dookie at the same time.
That's my same fucking answer.
Yeah.
Hey Rory,
you guys shop together. Too
actually,
much.
You're probably right. I probably bought Offspring Smash with Weezer's Blue album at the same time
before on cassette
Nirvana.
Tape.
Actually, I bought them on CD.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Rich kid.
Kind of an addendum to that question. Yeah. We'll go back around the room.
Okay,
what was the first concert you went to?
Wait, Dave didn't go.
No, he did. He said it was
the same answer.
Yeah.
And they scored the same.
Okay.
Actually, Dave 5 points less for copy.
Not great. Now this.
It could have been.
Also, Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, that's a good one.
First concert.
It was just gross.
I've been to, like, some that when I was really young, it was, like, old shit, you know? So, like, Stephen Stills, you know, I went with my parents.
Right.
What about the one that you were like...
Who the fuck are you, man?
Yeah. What about when you were a kid and you were like, that's
Miles
the one I
Davis.
To.
Yeah, Miles Stills. Davis and Stephen Stills led me to punk rock. It's a natural progression.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah, I don't know, I've been to, like, Megadeth when I was young, and
Warped Tours and that sort of thing. So,
well, spit it out.
All three.
He can't. They all like meld. Merged into one memory.
Miles Davis.
This isn't golf, you guys. You don't go for the lowest score here.
I didn't know we were
faster.
Scoring on this. God damn it.
Chris Fox.
Yeah,
my first live music memory is Buddy Guy walking through the crowd playing guitar.
Wow.
Nice.
In Chattanooga.
Buddy Guy.
Oh, and young. We both saw him together
later
years
on.
After,
later yeah. on in life. Indeed.
Dicks.
No, I still.
I remember that polka dotted.
Back before we sat in the rocking chairs.
Drinking mint juleps.
I saw the Beatles in the UK, actually.
Drinking Chateau de Chasselet.
The polka dot one?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
No, I actually dug him up. Don't tell anybody. I hope this isn't going to go on the internet anymore.
No. Wait, who?
Oh, but a guy.
Oh, that was you.
I built a dresser. No, I didn't. Oh. I was Milli Vanilli.
I'm confused.
That was your you first saw concert? Milli Vanilli?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Buddy Guy and Milli Vanilli came over to Christmas dinner one year and.
All right.
Mean yams. They can make mean yams.
Mean yams.
I saw. This is. This sucks because it totally goes with my tape. But I saw The Offspring, Good Riddance, and One Hit Wonder. I still remember, like, the lineup, even, and I was like, yeah.
I was there.
And I was so stoked. I was like, I'm going to pogo all night, you F-holes.
Right on.
Watch your mouth, dude.
Dave, what was your first concert?
Criss Cross, going to make a jump,
Rest in peace. Yeah. Rest in peace, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a pogo
Which one died, Criss or Cross?
I'm not sure, man.
I think they ran into each other.
I think they just
David Cross.
Daddy
David,
Mac or
David
Mac
Cross
Daddy.
Or Chris Cross.
David Cross.
Him and Steven.
Either way,
Stone.
Man, take it really
Chris
hard.
Fox and
we were impersonating Milli Vanilli. All right.
Irony.
Yeah, let's move along to rapid fires.
Yes.
Oh, but one more time. If you could get away with it, who would you get in a fist fight in all of history?
You. I think Betty White.
Nice.
Dude, that's fucked
real
up.
Real quick, dude.
She's on my
her...
fuck list, dude. And I...
fuck, fight, kill, dude. I got the fight part. You got the fuck part.
That's going to be an awkward night for all of us.
Chris Fox, who would you fight if you could absolutely get away with it?
I cannot come up with a witty answer. Let's just go with...
the real answer.
The Grouch?
Yeah, the Grouch, actually. I'll go with the Grouch.
You should try G.G. Allen.
That's a terrible idea.
I'm going to fight the Grouch. I'm going to go with the Grouch. I like that answer.
Okay, Ferret, we said anybody, all of history. Yeah. He is, in fact, part of history.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember
insignificant.
And he's going to be history soon.
Yeah, I don't know. It could happen. I think
Chris
I would go with...
Should I?
Morgan Freeman.
Ooh, the narrator.
Yeah, because you know what? Like, if you had him down on the ground and you were just punching the shit out of him, nobody's ever heard his real voice when he's getting beat up.
Hey,
so
stop
they
it,
hear
stop,
that.
Stop! Cheese and crackers.
Yeah,
because
they didn't show the showdown between him and the queens in Shawshank.
Well, yeah, there's really no vulnerability. Yeah.
How did
all,
he
like,
get by with them?
Just to hear him
true.
Fighting for his
something.
Life,
he
that
talked
voice
all that
would
shit
be amazing. That's something that a lot of people have never heard.
I
so
wish it would
great.
Stop hitting me. Like something like that.
And then I pulled out my switchblade.
Oh, Tony, your punches are hurting me.
They take the shirt off and he flies away with his wings and he, you know, it'd be great.
I had so much time to think of a cool answer and the closest I can come with is maybe Carlos Mencia.
Nice.
Maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Just because
dude, I was
shitty,
I got your back.
Like, just terrible, shitty stand-up comedy probably makes me more angry than anything that shouldn't make me angry.
He steals
you know, yeah.
He's
I don't
not
even,
original.
Even if he does steal them, they're not good.
He
or
tells
maybe,
them in a
maybe
Spanish
it's his
accent.
Timing. I don't know.
I like his retard jokes.
Like, we're in a cover band, and we're calling him unoriginal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to steal jokes, at least
speaking
steal
of
good
that,
ones.
At least you guys
I
want to
change my answer.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Fat Mike for stealing most of our songs.
Yeah! We haven't seen royalty check number one yet.
Also, Carlos Mencia does not call himself a cover comic.
Yeah. I like that cover band, NoFX.
Yeah.
Dave, who would you fight?
I know I say it every time, but I have to stick by Louis Anderson. I will add Tommy Lee Jones. I don't like his face.
Ooh. Hey, it's okay. No, I like the fact that you stick to your guns on the Louis Anderson issue.
I still like that guy.
That, like, you do, who cares if he's not relevant? Who cares? Is he dead?
He's
I mean,
a bitch.
Who cares?
He might be.
You still want to fight him.
No, he was on a diving show. My parents watched Celebrity Diving, which is
like cliff
which
diving?
Apparently was a real thing.
He got off
and Louis
then
Anderson
cried.
Was on
like
it.
Cliff
yeah.
diving kind of thing?
No, no, no.
Board?
It's just like shitty high dive at the YMCA.
Like dumpster diving?
It was like dive reality television.
I need another beer.
Yeah, well,
oh, intern beer.
Intern beer.
Oh, intern beer, yeah, times
many,
two.
Many, many,
many. Get a handful. Yeah.
Why don't you have a button for
well,
that?
All right, Nick, let's get to the rapid-fire questions.
All right. Chewbacca, help me out with this.
I'll do my best.
All right, Elvis or Beatles, first off?
Elvis.
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 Dave?
Elvis.
All right. Woo. Elvis all
good
the way
man.
Around.
Unanimous.
All right.
You're on my team.
Joan Jett or Debbie Harry?
Joan Jett.
All right, who's Debbie Harry?
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett, yeah.
Dave?
Debbie Harry.
She has abs
no,
at like
that, 60. That was my answer.
Oh.
All right. Ozzy or Dio?
Dio.
I'm going to go with Ozzy because it changes.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
okay.
say Dio.
Yeah. Ozzy.
Ozzy. Dave.
Okay.
Hey-o.
You want me to
thank
do one?
Sir.
Yeah, go.
All right, three-parter. Bed, Bath, or Beyond?
Beyond.
I'll say
I'm sticking Beyond as well.
I want a bath.
I'll say bath.
I'm adventurous.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going Beyond.
Just
yeah.
because of the salt.
Treasure bath.
All right.
Wait, did you get a Make, beer and I did, intern beer again? Can we do that times two?
You missed he
bacon
missed
or chocolate?
Bacon.
Bacon.
Fuck chocolate.
Yeah, bacon. Salt, not
yeah, bacon. Yeah.
Dave?
Yep, bacon.
Yeah. All right.
We're all alike, guys.
I know. Wow.
You'd rather get beat up or get arrested?
Yeah, beat up or arrested.
Could I combine them?
How beat up?
You certainly can.
Sure. Beat up somebody
I'd go with beat up.
Combine them for extra points.
Because it doesn't last forever.
Definitely beat up.
Yeah, beat up. Yeah, I mean.
If you don't want to get beat up,
you get
you're
beat up, it's not that bad. Yeah. Come on.
I can get a
like
new
a
job
oh,
totally
get
beat
arrested.
Up. Yeah.
Yep, I get beat up.
I'll go to jail.
Straight edge or vegan?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That's like asking, do you want to get hit by, like, the front of the hammer or the back?
Yeah. It's like asking, do you want to get arrested or beat up?
Yeah.
What does your vegan girlfriend think, Dave?
Uh-oh.
She likes, you know, that kind of food.
Oh, are you talking about, like, who to beat up?
Which do you prefer, straight edge or vegan?
If you had to be one.
If you had to pick.
We're well, making so
I,
many
I have a vegan girlfriend, so I'm going to go with that.
So you'd rather beat her up?
I've never had a room full of vegans that wanted to kick my ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually.
I don't know if it'd be that hard. I
think that's a unanimous answer.
Unanimous
no,
vegan?
No, I'm going vegan until I turn 50, and then I'm switching to straight edge.
Okay.
Fuck that. Once right. I retire, I'm doing
no, I'm getting like 600 pounds when I'm
have you, no, have you met those vegan straight edge guys who are like 600 pounds and want to kick your ass all the time?
Nope. No.
They
no.
exist.
No vegans weigh 600
because
pounds.
Because the only vegetable they eat is potatoes.
I think they're too weak to go
French
out
fries,
and do anything to make
chips.
Themselves
they're angry. Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Cancer AIDS.
Cancer.
Well, I guess... Yes, AIDS seems fun.
M-A- you get AIDS, right?
Magic Johnson had AIDS.
Right. M-A-C-G-S-C.
He's still going.
Oh, I'll stick with
screwed
AIDS.
That up.
You're sticking with AIDS? All right. Well, I'm going to go with cancer.
Oh, AIDS. Easy. Yeah.
Cancer is
Tony's trendy.
I'm cancer.
Yeah.
He's hip.
I'm going to go with cancer.
Yeah. Tony's on the cusp.
Tony's
cool.
hip.
I wasn't sure what Dave's answer was.
Yeah, I'm a child of the 80s. I'm going to stick with AIDS.
Yeah,
AIDS is 80s. Glamorous.
All right.
Yeah.
That's our disease, man.
I'm a dirty cocksucker.
Hey-o.
Would you rather be a homosexual or a ginger?
Well, I guess I could dye my hair. So, homosexual.
That's good logic.
That took me a second.
I can make myself a ginger, I guess.
Gay or ginger?
Definitely would be happier as a homosexual.
It's hard for gingers, dude.
Homo's got it easy.
Can I? I mean, yeah, I know it'd be super hard.
Kicking a faggot's a crime. Kick a ginger is its own day.
It'd be so hard to be both. It'd be so hard to be both, right? Like, yeah. You know.
Imagine if you were also Canadian.
I'm just going to call both. Jewish. Like, if gay ginger. If I have to have a choice, I'll just be both. I'll be a ginger homosexual and never get
if
laid.
If I choose ginger, can I be a female ginger?
Sure.
I would choose female.
Ginger from,
yeah, because female
gingers,
I mean, female gingers, I mean, that's...
He's got a point,
they're,
actually.
Yeah, they're totally fine. Like, whatever.
But you know. They will have ugly ginger boy children.
Just and do are, not...
I've seen some gnarly ginger
have children.
Girls,
and will light
yeah,
your house
true.
On fire.
Some yeah, of them are yeah, really boy gingers, I think, have it tough, but girl gingers have that kind of, like, cool, almost like punk rock, like, ooh, she's different hot.
Sometimes they're crazy.
Have you seen any of that ginger porn? I should have answered that for my porn.
Oh, ginger search.
Jesus, they get annihilated.
I'm gonna search that right now.
Yeah, they can really take it.
True that.
Yeah, they take it.
Higher pain tolerances.
Higher pain tolerances.
They get destroyed.
I would be a lesbian ginger.
Dave, gay or ginger?
Oh, now you're just adding way too much to it.
Yeah, that's a hard one, man. I don't know.
With the ability to fly.
I think there's some pretty hot gingers out there. I'd go ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about guys here, dude.
All right.
Yeah, so am I.
Do you guys like Star Wars or Star Trek?
My boy.
Neither.
I think Star Wars.
Oh, that's easy for me, yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Oh. Star Wars or Star Trek?
All I know is Star Trek used to ruin when it was time for me to watch
The
Simpsons.
Yeah, Star Wars, yeah.
It's got the word war in it.
Sunday nights, Dave?
I would
that's a good argument.
I'd want to see some Simpsons. My brother would want to watch Star Trek. It was a family feud.
Ooh, yeah.
Simpsons probably referenced Star Wars
more. How about this one? That Simpsons
Louis
or Family Guy?
Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Yeah.
Simpsons is 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Not
it is today.
Not to be so hipster, but it was so good when I was young, but there's real difference there. Like...
Okay, I'm going to skip the if you lived in a world question.
Yeah, fuck
that
question.
How about blind or deaf?
This one I struggle with
blind,
almost every day.
Blind?
Blind, yeah.
Blind. Yep. I can still write songs for NoFX when I'm blind.
Yeah, I'll go with blind.
I would just miss boobs.
I might go deaf.
You'd miss what?
I would just miss boobs.
How are you going to say
oh,
that?
Oh, looking
still
at them.
Squish
you can still feel them.
It's the,
exactly. That's
it's
why
the visual art
blind.
Nerd in me. I just, I don't know if
what
I
what would you sound like if you sang deaf? Try it.
Oh, that would be so good. Are you kidding? First of all, we'd have the novelty effect. We'd be signed right now if I was deaf.
It's going to be a lot easier.
That is actually incredibly true.
Yeah, it would be kind of like, it would be the William Hung thing. We'd have like 3 albums right now. Everyone would make fun of us, but we'd be rolling.
Wesley Willis.
And I could buy all sorts
you
of
said
books.
Deaf.
Yeah.
Did you say
you
deaf?
Guys, there's a lot of deaf people listening to the show.
Yeah, you'll never hear me coming, bud.
They're really popular.
Fuck
them. Yeah.
Dave just won the quiz. Dave just won the quiz right there. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Massoud, your winner. Thanks for playing the Worst Little Quiz. And if you're having trouble hearing this broadcast, please contact the program director.
What's your deaf ass?
Intern beer.
Should we go to the next thing? Is the next thing
musical segment?
What I think it is?
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Hey, Rick, you want to give me
Button. Who's
yeah.
I'll get my own.
Button, who's C, got I the button? It find it in my pants, or you amount to nuttin'. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Didn't you all learn that from your uncles?
The Reverend Rory Dowd.
Does everybody remember the song?
Mostly.
Isn't it 3 chords?
A couple others. We'll find them.
I think we're good.
You know what, Stuart? I like you. You're not like the other people here in the trailer park. Don't get me wrong, you're good people, fine Americans. They're content to kick back with a cool Coors 16-ouncer. Maybe a little watch a little Morgan Mindy on Channel 63. But they don't know what the queers are doing to the soil. Now if you take the little Johnny Werther kid delivers papers in the neighborhood. Some people say he smokes crack, but I don't believe him. any rate, for his 12th birthday, who all he wants is a Burwell. He keeps asking his old man, Dad, Dad, buy me a Burwell. Buy me a Burwell. I'll never ask for anything as long as I live. So he breaks down. He buys his kid a Burwell. About 12:30 the other night, I go out into my backyard and I see him looking up my apple tree. I said, son, what you doing? Looking for my Burwell. Jumping Jesus on a pogo stick. Everybody knows a Burwell lives in a hole in the ground. Why do you think they call it a Burwell anyway? Now do you think a kid like that's gonna know what the queers are doing to the soil? First became aware of this phenomenon a few years back. My oldest, Rory Jr., died. You remember him? He was a chip off the old block, just like his old man. Anyway, there's a carnival comes to town with a ride called the Mixer. The man on the Mixer says, please, keep your arms, legs, hands, and feet inside the vehicle at all times. But he didn't listen. He was a daredevil, just like his old man. He kept shouting, hey, look at me, hey, look at me. And then, pow, he was decapitated. They found his head over by the snow cone concession. A few weeks later, a pamphlet arrives in the mail addressed to Rory Jr. from Pueblo, Colorado. And it's entitled, Do You Know What the Queers Are Doing to Our Soil? You look at the land around any major U.S. city with a large underground homosexual population. You can't build on it. You can't grow on it. The government says it's due to poor farming. But I know it's the queers. They're in it with the aliens. They're building landing pads for gay Martians. I swear to God. I like you, Stuart. You're not like the other people here in the trailer park.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, vote of this band. Yeah. I like this Rory Dowd theme music.
Is that true about the soil, though?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucked up.
Yeah, ask Rick. He's part of it.
Rick
the
is
gay
that,
gardener.
Is that, I,
that was
one
right. The most perfect yeah. track we've ever done.
That was smooth.
Do the theme,
so
Dave.
Smooth.
Smooth like the Irish Spring. And clean as a whistle.
We're slid up on.
I like it. I like it.
That was so
well,
good.
Let's just,
do it again.
I was going to go to the, hey, what's happening this next weekend segment of the show, but, well, let's see. I'm going out and getting drunk. That's my plans for this weekend. I'm not going to have the kid, theoretically. She'll be in Sacramento. Shadow Arcade at Biggest Little City Club, DJed by Tiger Bunny. John Potter, Ian, a bunch, I don't know their DJ names. They play 80s music off of records that you like, and it's fun to dance to.
Sounds
so
pretty rad.
Come and check that out. I believe that's going to be on Saturday night. I say with a
sounds
question mark.
Right. Yeah.
Type Shadow Arcade into your Facebook machine right in front of you there, and it'll pop right up as an event. Chewy, what do you got going on this weekend? Is there a basketball game you'll be attending?
Not, probably not this weekend,
no.
Though.
Anything?
I'm going to maybe try to rake up the rest of the leaves in the yard.
Oh, housework.
But I just want to say, if you're not listening to this show and you're not going to hear about it, fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Hey. If nobody tells you about it, then fuck yourself.
Yeah, fuck Jack off.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to be doing this weekend? Are you going to be here at Dogwater?
Possibly, but at nighttime, I'm going to be going to this show over at the Pug Bunny. There's going to be... There's going to be Mug Simple and also Shadow Fart playing. They're out-of-town bands, and they're great.
Where is this at?
Oh, it's over at whatever made-up place I just said.
It was good. You should,
but it's going to be a really good show.
The pork chop room.
8 o'clock.
In the back of your mind, don't forget about it. Just when you fall asleep, you'll be there.
Do you guys know about anything cool happening in town this weekend that you're planning on attending yourselves? Shout out for anything?
The next weekend we'll be playing, and that'll be incredible.
Right. Oh, that's the very next.
Fuck this.
The 25th?
24th. Friday the 24th.
And on the 25th, Vampirates are playing with Murder Junkies.
Yeah, with Murder Junkies.
At the Hideout.
That's a cool show.
And Infectoskeletons.
And Infectoskeletons,
and
who are a good band.
Wear rubber gloves for that one.
We were doing that.
Speaking of GGM.
Don't touch any of the surfaces at Hideout.
And don't high-five the Murder Junkies.
Sounds fun.
That is exciting, though. It's very exciting. And what a better venue. I can't wait.
Needle share fight.
Nick, what do you have? That's great. Yeah.
Where'd he go?
He's planning on taking over the bathroom, so I can't take a pee. That's what he's probably going to do.
Rick, who do you have in here this weekend?
Riptide fucking Bandits, if they show up.
If they show up.
I'll be here, dude. Come on.
Come on.
Don't put me down like that.
But there's a lot of great stuff happening in your town every weekend. I just can't think of it all right now. And my cell phone's in another coat. So, I really wish Nick was here because he usually has a gem or two, but fuck him. Let's, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're just going to go out on some music this week. So, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, and myself, the Reverend Rory Dowd, Nate the Intern, and Princess Bombs herself. Good night, ladies. Life is short, and I love you.
Fuck you, gentlemen.
Fuck the gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, voted best band.
Woo! Which one we do?
Where are you at, Dave?
As long as Rick's cool with it.
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
And cut this part out.
Yeah, play whatever. Maybe.
No, it's perfect.
Cut this.
All right, Dave, we're going to do something.
Especially now that I said cut this part out. Totally leave it in.
This won't air.
Come
this
in
won't air.
Just cut me.
Nuh-uh, it's right there.
Still in your hands, dude, totally.
Listen to that tone.
What the fuck?
That's awesome.
I don't know that I got fucked up at the end. I lost my headphones.
Look at that tone.
Yeah, I can't hear you at all. It's like fuzz.
It really actually sounds like that.
Can't be tubes. You don't have tubes in that one.
Hey, Rick, just turn it off and turn it on. And then put it back on that channel.
Like the internet.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Yeah.
It's going to work. Watch.
Well, did you plug it in?
Somebody.
Oh, I'm going to unplug my shirt right now, Rick.
Told you.
Totally worked, yeah. Somebody call Netflix.
Perfect government? Or do you... Let's just do Grouch.
Let's do Grouch. Everybody do Grouch.
I'm halfway in already.
He spent 15 years getting loaded at 15 years till his liver exploded. Now what's Grouch gonna do?
I fucking blew it up.
He spent 15 years getting loaded at 15 years till his liver exploded. Now what's Grouch gonna do? Now that he can't drink. The doctor said, what you been thinking about? Grouch said, at the point, I wasn't thinking about nothing.
Kicking ass and busted heads, what a faggot.
What a faggot!
Fag.
What a faggot!
Is that your trombone, really?
Yeah, it's vocal trombone by Alex
Maddie.
That's
vocal trumpet.
That's actually
Alex Maddie.
We have real trombone. We have vocal trumpet.
That's one of the few things the crowd loves, actually. Yeah
they love me.
They love me.
People love me.
Two, three, four.
Two, three, four!
I guess this is it, unless we want to throw any weird things in.
You guys gonna Rickroll it?
I can't see you.
I feel unhappy.
the best friend that I ever had. I don't know the words. She was a baby, and she was so sweet. She's not with me.
Been over, they're just playing.
Oh, good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Come on now, I'm all dressed up in my pretty underthings.
Backwater Studios.
Come on, take off your underpants. Hand them over.
No.
Go home to your mother.
Okay.